This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. All preparations are in place for counting of votes for the assembly elections in four states, West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry, to be held today. The counting will begin at 8 in the morning. Counting of postal ballots will be taken up first and counting of electronic voting machines will start at 8:30 a.m. Early trends are expected to emerge by noon. Election Commission has put in place robust security arrangements for smooth counting at four states and one union territory. Voting for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry was held on the 9th of April. Polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase in West Bengal covering 152 seats was held on the 23rd of April. Voting for the second phase in West Bengal took place on the 29th of last month for 142 constituencies.
Janadesh 2026.
Special program on results of assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Puducherry.
Today, the 4th of May 2026.
Our correspondents on the ground will bring the latest developments for you.
For in-depth analysis by the experts and latest update of vote counting.
Tune into Akashvani Gold along with additional frequencies.
From 8:30 a.m. onwards today.
Janadesh 2026.
Indian space startup Galaxy has launched Mission Drishti, world's first Optosar satellite, aboard SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket from California in United States. Weighing 190 kilogram, Mission Drishti is the largest Earth observation satellite ever built by a private Indian company. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the successful launch of Mission Drishti satellite, highlighting it as a major milestone in India's space and innovation journey. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, stated that Lipu Lake Pass has been a long-standing route for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra since 1954 and said this is not a new development. Official spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, answered the media questions regarding comments made by the Foreign Ministry of Nepal on the border issue in the context of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. Jaiswal said Lipu Lake Pass has been a long-standing route for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra since 1954 and the Yatra through this route has been going on for decades. This is not a new development. The United Arab Emirates has resumed normal flight operations to multiple destinations in India after brief suspension amid West Asia conflict. It comes after the UAE General Civil Aviation Authority has announced full resumption of normal air navigation operations within country's airspace and lifted temporary precautionary measures. The Minister of External Affairs in a statement said Indian and UAE carriers have consequently restored regular flights from UAE to multiple destinations in India. In Bihar, four people were killed and one person was seriously injured in a road accident near Ratanpur village in Muzaffarpur district. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has expressed deep condolences over the loss of life in the accident and announced an ex gratia of rupees 4 lakh each for the families of the deceased. Describing the incident as extremely tragic and heart-wrenching, the Chief Minister prayed for peace for the departed souls and strength for the bereaved families. On the occasion of the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation's DMRC 32nd Foundation Day, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta announced the seven new corridors to be constructed under Metro Phase 5B. She said these corridors will have a combined length of 97,000.158 kilometers and 65 new stations will be built along them. The estimated cost for all seven corridors to be constructed under Metro Phase 5B is approximately rupees 48,204.56 crore. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, in collaboration with all states and union territories and relevant central ministries and departments, will observe a pan-India fire safety week beginning today to raise awareness on the importance of prevention and mitigation of fire hazards across healthcare facilities in the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.